if that doesn't happen, or for the first year, and those dollars won't be there. I mean, you're successful, great, the second year it's there. But for the first year, trying to bring everything together, you got the two different cultures, one that has been a healthy rivalry, might be a safe way to say it. Parents determining where they want their kids to go based on the after-school programs and how that's taught through the curriculum. How do you make that into a package that is palatable for the community?
Well, I think that's one of my points, actually, that I was going to make further on about what interests me as being a part of the school board, is that I think curriculum is a good way to unite the four schools. And actually, there are five schools because Ambrosini has a charter school. So to unite the five schools, curriculum's a great way to do that. And I think the community and the schools are a great fit for a bilingual or a Spanish immersion program. And that would be a great way to get parents on all sides energized and involved in the school.
Do you see any conflict with the fact that as an educator, but you're already involved with the schools?
No, actually, I don't see it as a conflict. I see it as greater insight. I think there are a lot of really dedicated individuals on the board now who have a lot of experience, but they don't have children currently in the educational system. And I see my daughter is as special as any other child in the school district, not more so. Every child is special and wonderful and deserves the best.
You're listening to KINS's Meet the Candidate series. In this segment, we're hearing from Kendra Dwelly. Oh, man. Guimaraes? Really?
Close enough.
All right. I will get it right by the end. Let's move on to another area of questions. Kendra, why should parents of children attending Fortuna Schools be excited about you being elected to the elementary school board?
Like I just said, I think parents should be excited because I can identify with their concerns since my own daughter attends the school their children attend. I understand how parents want what is best for their child, whether that's special needs programs, small class sizes, gifted programs, or English language services. And when I serve on the board, I think my responsibility is to the largest number of students in our community, and I hope to treat them all with care and with hope and with respect. Parents can be excited because I want to make our young people citizens of the world, and this can be a challenge in a small rural community. My family is bilingual and bicultural, and I want to celebrate the gifts that come with that and to honor those families who bring with them another language and cultural diversity that reflect our new globalized world. Parents can also be excited to have a fresh and creative perspective, as I will bring with me new ideas and a sense of enthusiasm for my role on the board.
As you look at a school board member, most school boards are tasked with where are we going in 5 years? Mm-hmm. How are we going to get there? Rather than the today or what's going on right now. How do you balance that as a teacher parent who's looking at today versus a school board member who's primarily looking at 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road? How do we keep things not only on the beam, but grow the program over that period of time?
I think actually parents and board members have the same interest in that. We're all looking towards the future. And as you mentioned before, I think budgetary issues loom large, especially if the tax measure doesn't pass. So I think, as I mentioned before too, I think we have to look at things with a fresh perspective and with creativity, and so we can transform and so we can create programs that will be sustainable in the future.
You've referenced a different approach, different outlook. Some might sense that you're implying that currently there is no effort to look outside, to look for creativity, to look for new ideas, that it's kind of entrenched where it's been for a long time and kind of mired in the past. Is that in there, or is that just a false impression?
Actually, I think it may be a false impression because I think now is a really exciting time because we've decided to unify the districts. And that was a huge move, and voters wanted it. The city wanted it. And I guess that's kind of what I'm keying in when I'm talking about transformation. I think now is a really pivotal time. It's a really opening time for the community.
Let's move into our third area of discussion this afternoon. Kendra, funding, curriculum, and staff issues are what we often hear about in school boards. What areas of being a school board member interest you the most?
as I mentioned before, I think curriculum's a big one, and I am pro adopting a bilingual or Spanish immersion program curriculum. Research has shown that learning a second language is fantastic for the neurological development of all children, and it can lead to great academic tests and increased test scores for all children, which leads to increased funding and growth. And this is a difficult time as federal and state funding for education is decreasing, but times of great difficulty can also be times of great change. And I want to think of ways to re-envision what education means to our city so that every child can thrive.
Would you support bilingual curriculum over music?
I don't think it's a either-or choice. I think we need to be resourceful. I think we need to motivate and activate parents to serve as volunteers and really create this strong sense of community where we're all there to support our kids despite financial difficulty.
Is there enough parental involvement now in the schools?
I think it could be improved. But we have a great group of parents at the school where I teach, and the parents that I'm in contact with who have kids at South Fortuna also are very involved.
One of the things I think that is interesting, particularly with younger families, is time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there enough time to be able to do everything that you want to before the little ones become medium ones, become big ones?
Yes.
And working that into the family structure, particularly if there are multiples. So as you're talking about more parental involvement in the educational system, are you saying more formalized involvement at the school, on the campus, at the facilities? Are you talking about spending the hour reading to the kid each night? Something else? What specifically are you looking at as far as community and family involvement in the educational model as you see for Fortuna?
Mm-hmm. I think both aspects that you mentioned. I don't think education lies solely with the teachers or at the school. I mean, I think the parents need to play an active role at home with their children to stimulate them, to excite them with learning. But in terms of being active on the school itself, with the enrichment program that I mentioned, my husband and I right now are teaching a Brazilian Portuguese class at the school in an enrichment class. So if more parents could volunteer their strengths and their time and their energy in that way, we can make school a really dynamic place where kids see that we care.
Are you thinking after hours? Like after, after like 7 o'clock and everybody coming back to school? How are you seeing with so many having a two jobs? I guess
yeah.
Would be not two income, two job for this. Most of us are leaving at 7 or at work by 7 and staying until 5 or 6 o'clock. So that traditional school window is when we're at work. So how would you see the extra time over these programs? Are you thinking weekends? Are you thinking late nights?
I'm thinking a lot of people have flex schedules where they are able to have some wiggle room. And when they have that wiggle room, I hope they make their child's education a priority. I know in my English language, in my English as a second language classes that I'm teaching right now, those parents are working two jobs and they're learning English, but they value their children's education immensely and are always willing to go the extra mile. They've had dinners with everyone and hosted things after hours in the evening, and so all families can come together, you know, after 7, like you mentioned.
The extra participation from the community is, mm-hmm. would that be complementing the existing programs?
Absolutely.
Or are you seeing them adding in new enriching programs that perhaps the school couldn't otherwise be able to take advantage of?
I think it needs to serve a dual purpose in terms of complementing. I volunteered during my child's core classroom time. I volunteer in her reading time, and I think the more parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles that are there to help assist with that core, because lots of times when it comes to instructional aids, the money isn't available for them. So if parents can come in during core times, that's important. And also if parents can add and share ideas and enrich that core curriculum, that's fantastic as well.
Funding, obviously, with any kind of a public education model is challenging and will be getting more challenging regardless of the outcome in the fall.
Absolutely.
When you're looking at the financial condition of the school district, the new school district or the current school districts,
mm-hmm.
what do you see as ways for survivability?
Mm-hmm.
Other than some of the grant funding, which comes and goes.
Right. Yeah, grant funding does come and go. So your question was how do we maintain
make it financially viable?
Mm-hmm. How do we make it financially viable? I think we as a society have to stand up and say, during this election particularly, education is important to us. And actually, even during this measure, we're not giving additional money to education. We're just maintaining so we don't totally bottom out. I think there needs to be a big societal shift in our culture where we value education, particularly public education. I'm reading a great book right now called Education in the Flat World, How Equity, America's Commitment to Equity Will Predict Our Future. And it's about how the school system increasingly is segregated in terms of class. And if that continues, will create a huge underclass in our society. I think people need to think beyond just their child, beyond just their school, and think about what are our values going to do in the future? What will our choices do in the future? Do we want all our citizens to be equal and have equal opportunity and to be able to flourish and have satisfying careers, or are we going to create a stratified society?
Are you implying that the Fortuna School District now has different caste and that not all kids are being treated the same?
I'm saying our nation as a whole is struggling with that, and public schools, our commitment to public schools is flailing. I mean, we're failing our kids right now. We need to have a new way of value. We need to put value on education, value on our children.
With the different challenges that are out there, whether it's financial, whether it's cultural, whether it's curriculum-based or mm-hmm. staffing, mm-hmm. what's the one thing that gets you most excited about this position?
All of it. All of it. I think the teachers at both schools are fantastic, dedicated individuals. I'm really committed to maintaining their jobs, and I'm excited about the curriculum. I'm excited about it all.
Well, I'm excited you showed up. Thanks for coming by and participating.
Thank you. Thank you so much.